Paramedics were called to the scene after the woman was able to attract the attention of people in the parking lot. ER24 says police helped paramedics break a window to gain access to the car, and the woman was treated for heat exhaustion and given some fluid before being transported to a local hospital. The woman had been in the car for more than 2 hours before she was able to get help. More than 75% of South Africans die without having drawn up a will. The Eastern Cape is especially hard hit, and the Fiduciary Institute is on a drive to educate people about the importance of having a will. Its chairperson is Angelique Visser.
We desperately need to have more fiduciary practitioners in this area to ensure that people are made aware of the fact that they have to draft a will and what the implications are if they don't draft a will. We are definitely appealing to all fiduciary practitioners in this environment so that we can obviously help them to get to the public and make them aware of all the implications.
The husband of against China's one-child policy says she's been sent to a labor camp for 18 months on charges of disturbing the social order. She's been detained several times in recent years for criticizing the Chinese government. The BBC's Viv Marsh has the details.
Mao Hengfeng has been a thorn in the flesh of the Chinese authorities for years. She was detained in Beijing in September, and news of her sentence came 2 days before the ruling Communist Party embarks on a highly sensitive leadership change. Her husband, Wu Xuewei, said she hadn't broken any laws. Mao Hengfeng, who has 3 daughters, has been punished several times for campaigning for women's rights and against forced evictions. Amnesty International says at least 130 dissidents have been detained or had restrictions placed on them since September.
The top story at 8 o'clock, the Water Research Commission says South Africa's fresh water supply is almost stretched to its limit. SAFM News.